Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 594 of Ask Pat, the last episode in April, actually, before we head into May. I can't believe it. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Marty, which is like one of my favorite names in the world. So Marty, awesome. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, an awesome company. It's helping all of us manage our business finances. It's serving over 3 million small businesses. It served me, and it could serve you too. And you can actually get a 30-day free trial. I'll give you instructions on that in just a second. But this is also useful, not just for keeping track of your business finances, getting a pulse on what's going on and figuring out what's working and what's not, but also for invoicing. If you do any invoicing, FreshBooks is by far the easiest way for you to get paid and for people to pay you. So check this out for 30 days for free, like I said, at freshbooks.com/askpat, and make sure you enter the code askpat in the how did you hear about us section. Check it out. You'll love it. Awesome. So here's today's question from Marty.
Hey, Pat. It's Marty here from letsbuildwp.com. where I teach people how to use WordPress. And my question today is, how do you go about finding all the different sponsors for your podcasts and videos? Like, are you just signing up for their affiliate program and then promoting your own affiliate link? Or is there some kind of one-off deal between you and that company? I would love to hear your response on this, because this is something I would like to implement on any of my new videos going forward. Thank you very much in advance for any response on this, and keep up everything you do, Pat, because I know I'm not the only one that really appreciates it.
Hey, Marty, what's up? Thank you so much. And for those of you who don't know, that's a reference back to Back to the Future, which is my favorite movie, Marty McFly, right? Get it now? Okay. Anyway, Marty, thank you so much for the question. This is a really important question, because there's a lot of great podcasters out there who I feel could benefit from having sponsors on their show. If the sponsors align, I think that's the first and foremost, that's the best thing that I've ever done, is not get sponsors on the show, but get sponsors on the show that actually matter to those who are listening. And the more you could do that, the better, of course. And for Smart Passive Income, it took me 97 episodes for me to get to the point where I was comfortable with putting sponsors on my show. And ever since, I haven't looked back, because it's been obviously more money, more income. But not only that, it's a way to also additionally serve your audience. So it's just a great win for everybody. So that's the first thing. Now, how do you find these sponsors? Well, sometimes they find you because they'll reach out to you. They know that you have an audience, and they'll look to want to get in front of that audience. So sometimes they'll come to you, but oftentimes you have to go to them. And there's been a number of cases where I've actually reached out to different companies and said, hey, I have this great show, and these are the kinds of people in my audience. I think they would love your stuff. You want to do a trial where you can get two episodes in, and maybe we could see how it converts for you. So that's one way to do it. I've done that with a number of different companies, like I said. You could do that with videos, with your podcast. You could do that for blog reviews and things like that too. So it doesn't necessarily have to be for a podcast. But you can also be creative with your approach. You can also be creative with what you offer. It doesn't just have to be ad spots. It could be there was an episode 180 of the Smart Passive Income podcast with two woodworkers who talked about how they had sponsors in their videos, not by actually mentioning, but actually using their products or having them in the background. So product placement is another thing that you could do too. How do you work out that deal? Sometimes it's a one-time deal, or sometimes it's a per episode deal type of thing, and then CPMs are involved sometimes too, which for podcast episodes is the traditional way of actually getting paid for a show. You get paid a one time fee per episode, but if you purchase bulk episodes, sometimes you offer a discount and things like that. But it's basically based on how many downloads your show gets after 6 weeks. So CPM is cost per thousand. Average industry rates would be anywhere between $25 to $45 per thousand episodes. So if you had 10,000 episodes, you multiply 10 times $25, it's $250 right there. So, it depends on the company, obviously, and you can work out separate deals for separate companies. But if you have some sort of sheet that has your ad rates and what else you have to offer, that'd be great. And like I said earlier, it doesn't just have to be the ad spots on your show. It could be a spot on your resource page, which I also offer. It could be a mention on your show notes page, or it could be a link in the description on YouTube. It could be a mention in an email or any sort of thing like that. So incorporating more things, you're more likely to charge more and have a person say yes if you approach them. You could sign up for companies' affiliate programs, and there's a little bit of a gray area here in terms of the actual legalities of this, in terms of actually calling somebody a sponsor but only having them be an affiliate. Now, there have been some people that have said, you know, it's actually okay to do that, and my lawyer said it's actually, you know, better to be safe and just say, you know, a sponsor is somebody who's paid for ad spot. Specifically, an affiliate is somebody who you sign up for, you get a commission from if people sign up through your link. Yes, both can be the same thing, but typically they're separate. So what I would recommend is that if you are signing up for an affiliate program and you want to mention them on your show, that's great, but you do have to mention that they are an affiliate and not necessarily a sponsor. And so, you know, I do that with ConvertKit sometimes here on the show. If there's an empty ad spot and nobody's purchased an ad on that particular day, I'll say, hey, sign up for ConvertKit, and I'll talk a little bit about it. AskPat.com/ConvertKit. That's my affiliate link. But I don't say they're a sponsor because they don't necessarily know that I'm actually placing them in this episode, and we have that that there. So there's other things you could do. You could sign up for a company that actually will help you find these actual advertisers. You might be able to find somebody, a single person who could do that to kind of do this work for you, and you can share part of the profits with them for finding these advertisers. So everybody wins, of course, in that way too. Or you could use a company like the company I'm using for Ask Pat, which is Midroll. Midroll.com, although you will have to have, what I've heard from them, a minimum of 50,000 downloads per month in order to make that happen. You can use a company, you could use somebody else, or you can go out there and find companies on your own if they aren't coming to you. You could absolutely have an affiliate program for something or be a part of an affiliate program and mention that thing on your episode or in that video. And I would just hesitate with calling them a sponsor. You might want to check with your own attorney or lawyers to see if that's actually the case, that you aren't supposed to do that. But either way, you're sharing something and you're getting you're giving value and potentially getting paid in return for that. So feel free to do that. I've done that many times myself. So Marty, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it, and I can't wait to hear how this all turns out for you. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you. One more time, FreshBooks. You can get a 30-day free trial by going to freshbooks.com/askpat, making sure to include Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. They want to know where you guys are coming from. And as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote today is from the famous podcaster, Marc Maron. And that is, the medium of podcasting and the personal nature of it, the relationship you build with your listeners and the relationship they have with you, they could just be sitting there chuckling and listening. There's nothing like that. Truly, there's nothing like podcasting. And that's why I thank you guys for listening, and I appreciate you. And if you have a moment, head on over to iTunes, and please leave a review for Ask Pat. I appreciate you. And here's to an amazing May coming up for all of us. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.